is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. We've got Joe, Liv the Web Girl. Producer Pork Chop is out today on special assignment in Nashville, Tennessee. And we got our buddy Elliot King helping out. Thank you so much, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, dude, no problem. Now, check this out. When it comes to dating, that is never a fun thing to do when it comes to meeting the parents. At least for a majority of people, it's awkward.
Mm-hmm.
We'll introduce these new doorbells that have cameras, and it creates situations that would never have ever even happened in the past. This father ended up meeting his daughter's date through the doorbell camera. Pedro's a father, is working as his daughter Grace got ready to leave for her first date with a guy named Jared. When he walked up to the front door, the camera turned on, and this is the conversation that happened. And just imagine being in these two's position.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Who's this?
I'm Jared.
Hello, Jared. This is Pedro. This is Grace's dad.
Oh.
And right there, he's like, okay. Hey, what's going on, Pedro?
Good to talk to you.
Oh, sorry, I can't meet you in person because I'm at work. So at least I get to see your face, but you don't get to see mine.
Wow.
That's creepy,
that
too.
So scary.
I can see yours.
All right.
Where are you guys going?
I think we're going to go to the Roadhouse and then maybe a movie.
Okay, which movie are you guys going to go see?
All right, you got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be taking his little flower to some PG-13 or rated R movie. You got to go see.
Or even a scary movie, because then he's going to know what's up. He's going to know what she's going to be trying to do.
Exactly.
Hello?
Hello, my young daughter.
Yep. Somebody just walked into the scene like, what the heck's going on? You think your guy you're going on a date with is talking to himself, so that's creepy.
Just hold on 1 minute. What movie are you guys going to go see?
Toy Story.
All right. Good choice, right?
Okay.
I think that's approved by most parents.
Yeah.
Still okay.
Roughly what time you guys are going to be coming home?
The movie's at 7, probably before 11.
Oh, I heard 10:30. Okay, that's good.
Classic parent move there. All right.
Works for me.
All right, so just make sure you treat her correctly because that's my first daughter.
You don't have to worry, sir.
All right. I got a good picture of you.
Once again, throwing out that he can see everything he's doing.
Oh, my gosh, so awkward.
Dang.
All right, it continues.
All right,
call me if anything.
Okay.
And remember, I know people everywhere, so they're looking at what you're doing.
Okay.
All right, love you.
All right, bye.
That poor daughter. Liv, could you imagine your dad doing that?
No, I would murder him, so he probably knows not to do that. My parents are actually very good at, like, not embarrassing me in front of people because they know the havoc that I would bring to their lives if they did.
Was that awkward, like, back in the day, Elliot, when I mean, it probably still is now, like, dating, and just meeting the parents? Because for me, I actually look forward to meeting the parents.
What?
I'm a weirdo, though. I'm a weird guy. I like to talk to people, and I talk too long, I linger. So that doesn't really bother me.
Yeah.
But I think for most people, it's awkward, because it's that first thing, like, do you shake their hand? Do you give them a hug? Like,
right.
What do you do?
Well, why do you do, Mr. Confident? You're literally not confident in a lot of areas in your life, but this, you're like, oh, I've got it down.
Well, I wouldn't say I have anything down, but it's just like, I don't know, like I like to ask questions, so that's not hard.
Yeah, I get that, the conversation.
And in a sense that, I mean, the real Joe on air is the same as off air for the most part, and I have no problem like having a persona and who I am, so I can answer questions. I mean,
right.
I share so much on the radio, like what question are you going to ask me that I haven't said on the radio?
Well, that makes me nervous that you would meet these parents and just completely word vomit and give up too much.
Oh, I'm supposed to lie to them? Wait, I'm supposed to lie?
No, but like, you don't want to give them too much information.
Yeah. I mean, I think as a teenager, it's more uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. So especially in that kind of situation, as an adult, I don't have a problem with it.
So I've got a question for you all.
Yeah.
Would you have rather met your girlfriend's, like, dad or mom through a doorbell like this situation? Would you rather have done that? Because I think it almost makes it less awkward with it being in person.
In person, because you same thing over the phone or over a camera. I can't really tell if you're like, ha, 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 like kidding.
Yeah.
Or like, ha, ha, I'm going to kill you.
Right. You can't read the body language.
Yeah, at least in person you can read it. And the one benefit of a camera, though, if they are going to kill you, you got some distance. Like, you can get a head start to
get
away.
Exactly. See, that's what I'm saying.
But at the same time, when you're dropping her back off, then you can't really, you can't do anything. Can't go for like the good night kiss because then he's documenting all that.
Oh,
like,
oh, think about that.
Yep. Dang, I didn't even think about it.
He's like, stop trying to make out with my daughter and open the door.
Right. Okay. Just give her a pat on the back. Good date today.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Here's your little angel.